and welcome back to another episode of 7 Minutes in Heaven, a podcast devotional for educators. I am your host, Praisha Jordan, blogger-in-chief of prayerandpedagogy.com, where our mission is to edify, equip, and encourage educators everywhere. This is episode 11, Testing Season. Let's get into it. Today's word comes from James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. And the God's Word version reads, "My brothers and sisters, be very happy when you are tested in different ways. You know that such testing of your faith produces endurance. Endure until your testing is over. Then you will be mature and complete, and you won't need anything." So the title of this episode is Testing Season. And if you are anything like me and you teach a state tested subject, you know that the words testing season do not exactly inspire joy. Okay. They do not spark joy. I don't get excited or happy about testing season. Neither do my kids. It's kind of like this sour part of the semester that we have to all endure, these days of silence and staring. And so that to me was a real life reflection of how I also felt whenever I read this verse. I've come across it a lot in my spiritual journey. And I'm not gonna lie, I've always kind of struggled with this verse series because just like in my, you know, real life, my professional life, testing season in my spiritual life also does not spark joy, does not inspire me to feel excited or cheerful about testing season. And I kind of really struggled with the challenge that James lays out for us in this verse. So I've come back to it often, asking God to really speak to my heart and speak to my spirit and my mind as to how am I supposed to try to execute and live out this verse in real life. And I kind of just want to share a couple of things that I've kind of gained some clarity on when it comes to this verse series. Number one, faith is the raw material in this process. Now, maybe you already knew that, but for me, I think I always saw testing as a way to get more faith. That when I'm going through hard situations, when I am experiencing challenges and duress and stress and anxiety about different things, that it's because God is trying to increase my faith, that I'm supposed to have better faith, I'm supposed to improve my faith or grow my faith. But as I was looking at this again, I began to see that faith is actually the raw material, not the finished product in this process. Verse 3 says, "You know that such testing of your faith produces endurance." And so that means that I have to have faith to start with. And I began to look into, you know, more into faith and seeing that faith, especially saving faith, is a gift from God that is then tested. It kind of flipped my perspective on what testing season is supposed to do, because I always thought that faith was what it was supposed to grow or produce from it. But actually, I have faith. I have it because God gave it to me. It's a gift from Him, and it's a gift without repentance. And so that kind of opens up my mind to reconsider, well, what is this season supposed to do? And so if faith is the raw material, then number two, testing is the refining process. We know that the testing of faith produces endurance. And so testing is the process through which faith goes in order to produce a final outcome. And so for me, that just kind of helped me to reframe how I see testing season in my spiritual journey. That when I am being tested, it is not because I'm being punished. It is not because God is upset with me. It's not even because God is trying to necessarily grow my faith, or I didn't have enough faith to begin with, and so now it must be tested. It is that testing is the refining process for which faith must go through. And that when I understand that faith is the raw material, I could begin to look at testing as the refining process of my faith, and know that it is going to produce a specific outcome, that there's going to be a final product that comes through this manufacturing process. And that kind of is encouraging to me, especially when I can think that I'm not being tested because I did something wrong, that I'm not being tested as a punishment, that I'm not being tested because God is bored and is looking to just play around with people's lives, but that he's given me a gift in faith. And when he gave me that gift, he gave it to me in a raw state. And God is a God who is going to do good work until the day of completion. And so the testing is part of the refining process. It's also part of the gift that he gave me, because he would not give me a gift in its raw state without also providing me with the ability to turn it into the finished product. And so when we look at this series and look at this verse here, we can see that faith is the raw material. Testing is the refining process. And then third, endurance is the final product. 3 and 4 says, you know that such testing of your faith produces endurance. Endure until your testing is over. Then you will be mature and complete, and you won't need anything. And so by giving me the gift of faith, that raw material, God has also given me exactly what I need to endure the testing process, because the raw material will turn into the product that I need to continue to endure the testing. It kind of becomes cyclical. And so when the testing of the faith produces endurance, I use that endurance to endure until the testing is over. And that's great, because I know that when the testing is over in Christ, I will be mature and complete and won't need anything. And I love another version that says lacking nothing, right? And that's what I want to be, in Christ, lacking nothing. And so when we follow this process of taking the raw material of our faith, of putting it through this refining process that is testing, and of getting this final product that is endurance, and then knowing that that final product will bring us to completion and maturity in Christ, lacking nothing, that's a beautiful gift from God. And it kind of helps me to reframe the part that I struggle with the most, which is where James challenges us as believers, because he says, my brothers and sisters, be very happy when you are tested in different ways. And now I have a little bit more clarity on why we can do that. And that brings me to my final point. We can rejoice because we have confidence in the substance. Here's one of the most shocking things that I learned in this process. So oftentimes when people talk about this verse, one of the tangible metaphors they use to make it make sense is taking a piece of coal and putting that coal under extreme duress and extreme pressure and extreme temperatures over a long amount of time. And when you're done with that, you get this bright, shiny diamond that's beautiful and it's high value and all of those things. Here's what I learned. Coal can never become a diamond. I don't know where I got this metaphor from, or how I learned this, or who first taught it to me. I know it has to be common, but coal will never become a diamond. Diamonds are not made from coal that went under extreme duress. It doesn't happen. Diamonds are made from carbon, pure carbon. And yes, that carbon does have to go through extreme duress, high temperatures, high pressure, extreme amounts of time in order to become a diamond. But the main difference between why carbon can become a diamond and coal cannot is because carbon is pure and coal is not. Coal has impurities in its makeup that prevent it from ever becoming a diamond. It doesn't matter how high the temperatures, how extreme the duress, it will never become a diamond. And now with that understanding, I felt like I could finally get why James was challenging us to be happy when we are being tested. It is because we know that the substance that is being tested, we can have confidence in that substance, that faith, because it is a gift from God. And because God has gifted us this substance, it is pure. it is good. And when it goes through testing, through this time period of extreme duress, the only thing it can become is a diamond. And so because we have carbon and not coal, because we have faith as a gift from God, we can rejoice because we know that this process is going to end up in one way and one way only. And so we can be excited. We can be joyful. We can be happy, not because we are being tested, not because of the duress, not because of the high temperature, not because of the pressure, not because of the time, but because we can have confidence in the substance, because we have confidence in God. And if God has gifted us faith, and that faith goes through this refining process, we know that we're going to have this outcome because God is a good God. And everything that he does is to help us and for him to have glory. And with that, we can be happy when we are tested because we know that the testing of our faith will produce endurance. And we will use that endurance until our testing is over. And when it is over, in Christ, we will be complete and lacking nothing. And that is a testing season worth enduring. So, here is your hashtag 7-minute challenge of the week. Increase your confidence by studying. Just like we would tell our kids, study, study, study. Learn more about faith this week. Memorize a scripture, listen to a devotional. You can check some out on my website, prayerandpedagogy.com. But get with a partner, a friend, a teaching peer, and learn more about faith. Study up and increase your confidence and your joy because you know more about the substance. This has been episode 11, Testing Season. Thank you for joining me at the intersection of prayer and pedagogy. See you next time.